Share number 71, continuing on how a person needs to view when he asks from someone else a taiva or a need, he has to view him as a conduit, as an emtsai. Continues the chayvus alavavus from lekim yamalas bash kashase the oitz adam shepanai lav. And what happens if he zaycha Kadosh Baruch Hu fulfills what he needs from this person? Az yoyde lebayis barach hashemilas ritzaynai. First of all, you have to thank Hashem. That's the first thing. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave you this. And he also has to thank the person who it came about. That his goodness of his heart, his kind heart helped him. Hashem chose him. And Hashem helped me through you. And I thank you that you are the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'davar yaduahu, shein abar meitiv taiva yidei tzadikim. Says the Chayvus Halavavos, it's known that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings taivas through righteous people. V'rak li'itim rechaikas hu mevi al yadam nezek. And only in very, very few situations does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring damage through a tzadik. K'may shamru chachameinu zal, like Chazal said, megalglin tzchus ha'yidei zakai, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings about tzchusim, good things, through zakayim, through righteous people. V'chayva yidei chayav, and he brings out bad things through people who are bad. V'akosav amar lo yuna l'tzadik alavan, Hashem doesn't bring to a tzadik to bring about anything that's incorrect or anything that's wrong. V'malikim lo yimales mivukasha say yidei ois adam shepanei lav. But what happens if the Kadosh Baruch Hu does not fulfill what you ask for through that person? Al Yashem I say, you can't get angry at that person. You can't punish that person. And you can't say that the reason it didn't happen is because he was lazy. He has to thank Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not fulfill his will. Because obviously Hashem doesn't want you to have it. And you have to thank the person who tried. He tried. Thank him for his efforts. He wasn't successful. That wasn't a chesaron of the person. Hashem didn't want it to happen. And if Hashem doesn't want you to get it, it's not good for you. You thank Hashem. It didn't come about. He tried. He put in an effort. But it didn't happen. You still have to thank him for his efforts. And that's how a person has to act towards his friends and the people who know him. And the people who he has business relationships with them, they're also only conduits. They're only a shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring him his business, to bring him his parnasa. And if they do, you thank Hashem and you thank them for their efforts. And if they don't, they're not able to produce, you thank Hashem and you thank them for their efforts. V'im shamosha v'shutvav, those who serve him and those who are partners with him. V'chein imodam shemamodi gavoya namuch mimamodi mivakesh mimenu mashu. And what about the other way around? Someone who's above you, someone who's below you, asks you to do them a favor. You should try to complete this task with your entire heart. And put in your full effort. If this is brought to your hands, and there's a person who's asking, is someone who you should put your effort in to help them. It's a person in need. So then, you should do your best efforts. But again, you're only putting in effort. You should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be Beteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem should help you be the conduit to help this other person. And if Hashem allows it to happen, that you're able to help the person, give thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you had the schus to be a source of help for someone else. V'imadover le'ala b'yaday, and if it doesn't work out, v'le'izdam le'lasis ha'isay, and you're not able to help him, al yashim esatzen b'kach, don't beat yourself up. If you put in the proper ishtadlus, you did help him, and it didn't work out, you have to tell your friend that you weren't lazy. You put in your full effort. But you weren't the messenger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was choosing to help. You weren't chosen to be the messenger. Thank Hashem that you had the ability to put in the effort. But he obviously didn't want you to be the messenger. And just like the person asking you, as we just said before, has to thank you for putting in the effort, because all you're doing is the hishtadlus. Everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he chooses you to pull the strings and you as the puppet, it'll happen. If he chooses that you shouldn't be the puppet for this one, so you know you've tried your best and that's all you could do. Your friend hopefully also has bitachon and won't blame you. But for sure, you have to not blame yourself, knowing that you put in your full heart and your full effort and did the proper ishtadlus. If you were taka lazy, so fine, so that's taka a problem. You didn't fulfill what you were supposed to do. The person who asked from you, as we said before, we said, don't blame the shliach that he was lazy. What if he was taka lazy? Again, that's not in your hands. And obviously the Rabbi Shalom could make someone a shliach, even if he's a lazy shliach, and he didn't choose this person to be the shliach. So there's so many different conflicting and so many different machshavas that a person has. But the bottom line is, knowing both the shliach and the mevakesh, the one who's asking, that it's not tully in the person asking, it's not tully in the person being asked, it's all tully in the Rabbi Shalom.